You're tuned in to Maryvale Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound for tonight's doubleheader game, game two of tonight's slate between the Maryvale Spoof Hounds and the Benton Cardinals. We have the boys matchup coming in to tonight. My name is Jackson Phelps. Joining next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. Wiley, take me through some of the things you noticed from the women's side of the game earlier on.
You know, the biggest thing, and we stressed about it a little bit, Jackson, was just the tempo. When you looked at how Benton played against Maryvale, it's just Benton was able to run the floor a lot more efficiently than the Hounds were. The Hounds, they could get runs going, but at the same time, the Cardinals would get runs, and they'd go, hey, we can run a little bit faster, we can go a little bit quicker, and it almost just burned out the Hounds, or, you know, made them stop in their own tracks and had a lot of costly turnovers that we saw, especially in the first half and even halfway through the second half when Benton picked up the full court press.
100%. You know, that's like the tempo we were talking about. It's definitely something that hurt, you know, Maryvale going into that game, and something that they probably have to take into consideration coming into more opportunities to play. But like we said, we have a great matchup coming inside tonight's game between the boys' side of the Maryvale Spoof Hounds and the Benton Cardinals. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with some more pregame on the Bearcat Radio, Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryvale, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryvale. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryvale are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds. And the Maryvale Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitsenberger Body Shop in Maryvale, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitsenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/pittsbodyshop. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Also from Maryvale Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryvale. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryvale Spoof Hound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from the Maryvale Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-through, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. You are tuned in to the Bearcat Public Media app. We are just under 7 minutes left until tip-off between this highly anticipated boys matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Benton Cardinals from St. Joseph. Wiley, take me through what are your thoughts before this game?
You know, just some thoughts, Jackson, as you said. Looking at these two teams are really identical, and not just saying the class and their assignment, because they're in class four with District 16. But they both sit in the similar boat and play kind of, you know, similar basketball for the most part when you look at these two squads. Both teams looking at this game, circling it on the map, looking for big things to happen. Benton comes in with a 16-5 record, 10-0 on home. Well, they're on the road tonight, so they're 2-1 on the road. Hounds, on the other hand, 13-5 on the season with a home record of 5-1. And so Hounds right now, the Hound Pound is up for grabs if you aren't the Spoof Hounds. These two teams pretty identical in the sense of points allowed per game. Hounds average 53 points per game. Cardinals average 49 points per game, Jackson.
No, you are 100% right, Wiley. I can agree with you on that. We were just talking about the points per game. 67, just under 63 for Maryville, and just under 56 or 55.6 for Benton. So both these teams love to score the ball. Their offenses, both of these, are going to be really fun to watch coming into tonight's game. So we'll have to watch out which defense is able to stop which offense. So that's probably going to be what comes down to who wins tonight's game, because points allowed, I mean, Maryville does have a little bit of a more steep points allowed per game at 53.4, with Benton just below them at 48.9. So both these teams are looking very similar coming into this game. They're both in Class 4, and Maryville comes in here at 13-5, Benton at 16-5, so a little bit more games played for Benton, a little bit more experience maybe, but we'll have to see coming into tonight's game. I can see right in front of us, Benton does have a 6'7 and 6'9 center, and I know for sure that Maryville does not have someone, you know, that tall. So the size is already there for Benton, Wiley.
Yeah, when you look at the 6'9 sophomore Mock Mayum, and then Carter Essley, a 6'7 freshman, you know, a lot of people sit there and go, when you're entering high school and you're 6'6 and up as a freshman, sophomore, you're really trying to figure out how to develop that style of play to match your size. Well, looking at these warm-ups, you look at Essley and Mayum, and they both look like they are coordinated enough for their height.
You know, definitely. These players, you know, they probably play around the big men down low, so we'll have to see how the guards, you know, use their forwards and centers in tonight's game. You are tuned into the Bearcat Public Media app and pregame for tonight's boys matchup between the Maryville Spoofhounds and the Benton Cardinals. I'm Jackson Phelps. Right next to me is Wiley Ray. We're going to take a quick break with some more pregame to follow.
Support for Spoofhound football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net. And from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127. And Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from doctors Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For information, compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. For information on services or upcoming events, facebook.com/Oak Point of Maryville.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, myfcsfinancial.com. And from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling. Services include anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com. Also from Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is available at LacledeChain.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCV KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464. Or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Welcome back into this Hound Pound. We are seconds away from tip-off. The whistle is blown. Both starting lineups have been announced, and the ball is going to the Hounds with Peyton McCollum in its hands. He's going to move right. He's going to go over to Quinlan on the left block. Quinlan's going to step back three in his face. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Coming down the court is Lincoln Goodwin. He's going to pass it over to Zach Smith. Smith's with the ball. He's going to go over to Bacali. Bacali at the top being guarded by Delton Davis. Bacali looking for something to happen here. He's going to kick it over to the wing. That is Talon McDowell. Starts the game with an early three for the Cardinals. It'll be Peyton McCollum with the ball. He's going to go left off the screen from Quinlan. McCollum moves inside on McCauley, spins, takes another move inside, and Peyton McCollum with a tough two. It's going to go over to the Cardinals. He's going to move it inside as Lincoln Goodwin. Goodwin finds his first basket of the night. Score now is 5-2. Benton, both teams with a high tempo offense, Wiley. It'll be Quinlan moving inside, and a nice left-handed look, no good. It'll be Goodwin with the ball. Goodwin is going to cross over, moves down low, spin shot on Davis, no good. Tipped around, rebounded by McCauley, moves along the baseline, jump steps, passes it over. Moving inside, and an easy layup look, no good. Rebounded by Quinlan, great defense by the Hounds. Quinlan over to Davis, Davis down on the left block, he's going to spin, loses the ball, maintains control. Back up to Viataller, Toller's going to move down low. Back to Davis. Davis inside. He's going to put a step foot down and no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. That was Talon McDowell over to McCauley. McCauley with the ball over to Zach Smith on the right block. Smith moves down on Viertaler. Step back, no. Back over down low. That is Carson Schmidt. Schmidt being guarded by Quinlan tightly. Over to McDowell. Lincoln Goodwin. On the left block, great defense by the Hounds. Zach Smith at the top, back over to Goodwin. Goodwin back up to Smith. Smith for three. No good. Rocked them. And it was off the rim. Tried to rebound by McCauley, and it'll go out of bounds. And goes over to the Spoofhounds.
This game is already high intensity, and just the energy coming in the Hound Pound is amazing to see so far early in this ball game.
Definitely gives the Hounds that advantage, Wiley. Ball's going to be over to Matthew Walter. Back over to Delton Davis, the recent Bearcat football commit. Peyton McCollum moves down low over to Viltaler on the right block. Davis ends around to Quinlan. Quinlan moves along the baseline. He's going to try and find someone out. It'll be Viltaler. Viltaler at the top of the key moves down left. He's going to put his shoulder down into Smith. Back over to Davis. Davis back up to Walter on the right side. McCollum, easy lane inside. Peyton McCollum takes a nice route inside for two. It'll be McCauley with the ball for the Cardinals. Game is 5-4. Cardinals lead. McCauley just going to cross over on Davis. Moves right. Great defense. Passes it over. Stolen away by Walter. Walter's going to be moving down the block. He's going to cross over. Takes a step inside. Great look, but rims out. And here come the Cardinals down low. McCauley crosses over once more. Ball tipped around and out of bounds off of Derek Quinlan's hands.
One thing that we're starting to see that we saw similar to the girl game, the girls' game, is the intensity picking up, and right now it is not in favor of the Cardinals, Jackson.
Not at all. The fans here in the Hound Pound are being loud and crazy, as you guys can hear. It'll be Cardinal ball in the inbound. It'll be McCauley. 1-point lead for the Cardinals over to Carson Schmidt, left side. He's going to move inside on Quinlan's spin move. Quinlan's there to meet him. Zach Smith with the ball. He's going to move right. He's going to move in on Viertaler. Loses the ball a little bit, but he regains possession. It'll go back up to McDowell. McDowell moves inside on Walter. Puts up a tough two. No good. Rebounded. Tipped around. Peyton McCollum with the rebound. McCollum moving down low. Back over to Davis. Great pass on the baseline. Davis with a finger roll for two. And the Hounds lead it 6-5. Back over to Zach Smith. Down low to Schmidt. Tough two. No good. Rebounded by Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. Maintaining the point guard move. He's going to go right. He's going to cross back. Step back. Three. Yes! Derek Quinlan making a show for the Hound Pound early on. It'll be 9-5 lead for the Hounds after two quick buckets. It'll be McCauley with the ball. He's going to move it over to Goodwin. Goodwin moves inside, puts up a nice floater. Touch, no good. Try to rebound it, no good. Tipped around, rebounded by Quinlan. Quinlan on the right side. He's going to move inside. No look. Pass to Walter for three. No good. Rebounded by Davis, though. Davis is going to put up another pass to Walter, who cut. No. And a rebound, but a push on the rebound is going to be called against Walter.
Finally starting to get a little bit of slowdown in the game. One of the first breaks we've seen all game, Jackson. And this place is just getting louder and louder, and the Hounds are just making bigger and bigger plays as this game progresses.
And making his appearance into the game is number 35, Mac Mayom, the 6'9 sophomore here for Benton, and he's going to be guarded by Viertaler, so we're going to have to see if they're going to utilize him. It'll be McCauley with the ball here. He's going to move over right, back over to Schmidt. Schmidt end around to McDowell. McDowell's going to try and look down low to Schmidt. Back up to Goodwin. Goodwin at the top of the key being guarded by Peyton McCollum. He's going to move right, spin move down low. A lot of contact. A fadeaway jumper looks like Dirk. No good. Rebound is tipped around to McCauley for three. Yes! That is Miles McCauley for a much-needed Cardinal three makes the score 9-8. And my apologies, looks like it had been a deep 2 foot was on the line, so it'll be 9-7, Spoofhound lead. Quinlan's going to move right, being double-guarded fast, over to Davis, back over to Viertaler. Being guarded by Mayom, up to Peyton McCollum, gets the screen from Viertaler. McCollum's going to move along the baseline. Tries to pass it away, stolen away, but taken right back by Walter. And a foul is going to be called against Mayom, trying to get the ball out of the hands. And the student section is getting live here in the Hound Pound. You love to see it. High school sports on a Friday night. Couldn't be anywhere better. It'll be Spoofhound ball here. Viertaler on the right block. Back up to McCollum. He's going to get his man to jump. He's going to move inside. And a foul is going to be called against Bacali off of the pump fake by McCollum.
Starting to see a little bit of miscommunication between Benton and the defense within down low as they were playing a man-to-man defense. And just a little bit of miscommunication of who's covering who.
Yeah, some of the basics, you know, that they talk about in basketball. Like, hey, this is my guy. But the way that Maryville runs their offense, a lot of backdoor screens and everywhere else is kind of, you know, going to be a trouble with Derek Quinlan with the ball. He's going to try and find someone to get it out to Viertaler. Back up to Quinlan, being guarded by Schmidt. Back over to McCollum on the right block. McCollum fakes the three, trying to look for someone to size up. It'll be on Bacali. Over to Delton Davis. Davis moves right. Spin moves down low. Nice take by Delton Davis as he gets a layup. Delton Davis with a nice spin move and a left-handed look for two. Back over to Bacali. Getting the screen from Mayom. Bacali, great defense by Viertaler. Bacali swings it over to McDowell for three. No good. Rims out. Rebounded by Quinlan. Maryville leads 11-8 with 2 minutes left to play here in the first. It'll be Quinlan. Ends it around. Back over to Viertaler. He's going to move around. The place just got suddenly quiet here as offense goes to work. Over to Derek Quinlan at the top. Quinlan looking for a three. Jabs left, goes right. He's going to step back for three. Derek Quinlan for three! And he is on fire to start the game here for the Spoofhounds. Bacali with the ball. 14-8, Spoofhound lead. Bacali swings it over to Goodwin. Gets the screen from Mayom. Great pickup by Viertaler. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt over to McDowell. Jabs right. He's going to try and go left, but But Walters is right there to meet him. And a stolen by away by Walter. He's going to take an easy lane for two. And the place is alive here. Timeout Benton. Maryville starts the game leading 16-8 with a minute 17 left here in the first quarter. And Wiley, take me through what you have seen so far.
You know, Jackson, I'm just going to keep it plain and simple with you. The effort and intensity this Spoofhound team has came out of the game with so far, out of the gates, just swing it. 16-8 lead. Quinlan on fire to start things off. Usually it takes some players some time to warm up, but Derek Quinlan just coming out of the gate and hitting two threes is a big thing to help this Spoofhound offense.
100% Wiley. You know, Derek Quinlan being the leader that he is for this boys team, both on the football field and on the basketball court, he manages to create space when there's none there. Quinlan makes it look easy and puts a show, like I said, for the Spoofhound. And we are going to come out of the break. It'll be Cardinal basketball.
One thing to note, Jackson, is you're just kind of looking as both teams come out of that huddle. The Spoofhounds, they're feeding off this energy that's coming off of the Hound Pound, where it looks like the Cardinals are a little bit more tired than they usually would be after about 7 minutes into this game.
These Hounds are really well, you know, conditioned. Down low to Mayom. We'll get his first look on Davis. Mayom moving inside and back out to Bacali for three. Yes! And that'll be Miles Bacali for a much-answered three for the Cardinals. As it is 16-11, Maryville lead. It'll be Quinlan with the ball at the top. He'll swing it over to Davis. Davis moves down low. He's going to go up against Mayom, and a foul called against the 6'9 forward, Mac Mayom. And Davis will go to the line for two. I mean, you see Delton Davis going up against that. I mean, severely undersized. But if there's anyone I want going up against there, it's the recent Bearcat commit, Delton Davis.
Yeah, about an 8-inch difference between Mayom and Davis. And Davis won the first battle.
Davis's first free throw is good. Score is now 17 my apologies, to 11. No changes yet to this starting five for Maryville, keeping their best guys out there as long as they can get. Davis' second shot up and good. 18-11 now is the score for the Spoof Hounds as they lead it with just under 45 seconds left with 43 to go here in the first quarter. Bacali looking a little bit, packing his luggage. It'll be Zach Smith with the ball. He's going to move down low, trying to find someone on an outlet pass up to Bacali. Being guarded by Quinlan with 30. Back over to McDowell. Down low inside. And a shot, no good. Rebounded by Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. He's going to move down low inside, trying to find a shot. Back over to Peyton McCollum. His three rims out. Rebounded by the Cardinals. It'll be Goodwin with the ball. He's got 10 seconds here in the first quarter. End around to Bacali. Bacali is going to make a move. It spins down low on Davis. Great shot with three. Quinlan's going to heave it from half court. Oh, just rims out. And we almost saw a half-court shot, and the fans are not happy because it looks like a little bit of contact was made. But Derek Quinlan almost made a half-court shot to end it. Spoofhounds lead 18-13. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with some more Spoofhound basketball. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoof Hounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound. It is alive and well. Spoof Hounds lead 18-13 over the Benton Cardinals. Coming into the second quarter, Wiley, take me through your thoughts.
Just, you know, Jackson, I've talked about it enough, but you just can't get over the energy and the intensity of this Hound Pound. And just like I mentioned, you look at how both teams differ from the energy here in Maryville tonight. You get Benton, who looks a little bit more tired and a little bit more, tired, I guess, is the best term to put it. And the Hounds just ecstatic, and they're ready to go. They're ready for more. They're hungry. And it just shows you the two types of energy these two teams have.
That's right. Bacali with the ball to start the game for the Cardinals. Bacali open two. Rims out. Rebounded by McCollum. He gets it over Mayo. He's going to swing it over to Davis. Davis back up to McCollum. He's going to move left along the baseline, trying to find someone down low to Davis. He's going to go up against Myom, and it's blocked, but Davis gets a second chance. No good. He gets another rebound. Over to Tate McCollum for three. No. Rebounded by Lincoln Goodwin, and he's going to swing it up to Schmidt. Schmidt moves down low, and a tough foul called against Peyton McCollum.
And Spoofhound faithful is not liking that call. Looks like McCollum leaned in with a little bit of a shoulder there.
It'll be Benton ball on the inbound. Up to Mayom, tipped around, and it's stolen away by Davis. Ball don't lie here in the half pound, but stolen away by Bacali. Take back anything I said about ball don't lie. It'll be the Cardinals with the ball here, bringing a pass half court. He's going to move on the screen from Mayom. Bacali trying to find someone down low. It'll be to Schmidt, swings it around to Smith. Gets a screen. He's going to move down low. A nice floater down low to Mayom. And it's tipped away by Tate McCollum. And that is probably a whole foot difference in size.
Tate McCollum sitting at 5'6", tipping the ball away from Mayom, who's 6'9", Jackson.
And here in your too little for the 6'9 forward, it'll be Goodwin with the shot. No good for three. Rebounded by Walter. And the Hounds in the rebound game are over-exceeding. It'll be McCollum who's going to move down low. Tough take and a foul called against Bacali. And Peyton McCollum goes to the line for two shots. It'll be McCollum at the line for two. I just can't get over the Tate McCollum block from Mayom as he was 5'6", going up against a 6'9 forward. It's hard over size here in the Hound Pound as Peyton McCollum's first shot is good, making the score 19-13. Spoof Hounds to start this second quarter of play. And we talked about, you know, the records for both of these teams, Wiley. A win in, you know, this game could really set, you know, which team could go farther in the playoffs.
Yeah, when you look at similarities of who these teams have played, the only team that really stands different between these two squads is Smithville, where the Spoofhounds fell 84-60, where Benton won 61-51. When you look at similar teams, that's the only difference standing between these two squads.
With the Cardinals here, it's McDowell up to Zach Smith. Great defense by the Hounds here. It'll be Peyton McCollum. Back over to Schmidt. Schmidt inside on Davis. Spins. Floater shot. Good. And a great floater. Kind of a Dirk fadeaway shot look from Carson Schmidt, and the Cardinals inch back closer and cuts the lead to 4 for the Hounds. It'll be Quinlan with 6 minutes and 15 to play here in the second quarter. Trying to get an offensive play just like he does at quarterback on the football field. He's going to get a play together. Ends it around to Walters. Back to Tate McCollum. Back over to Quinlan on the right block. Back over to McCollum. He's going to move along the baseline. McCollum goes up against Mayum. Oh, my goodness. Almost made it. Rebounded by the Cardinals. It'll be Zach Smith with the ball. Smith over to Carson Schmidt. Schmidt moves inside. Another fadeaway shot. No good. And rebounded by Walters. Quinlan with the ball. Swings it over to McCollum early. And a three blocked by Carson Schmidt. But taken back. And it'll be Quinlan with the ball. Step back three. He won't take it. Back end around to Quinlan. Quinlan is going to move inside. And blocked hard by Mayum. And anything about too little, I don't think he took that to heart.
I want to shine some quick light on Carson Schmidt, who took the block on that three and then dove into his bench to keep the ball alive.
And it'll be Delton Davis who moves along the baseline and scores an easy two for the Spoofhounds, making the score 21-15. It'll be the Cardinals with the ball here. A new player came into the game. It is Liam Malkos, and Malkos gets to take a shot. No good. Rebounded by Matthew Walters. Maryville with the ball. It'll be Quinlan with 5 minutes of play here in the first half. Quinlan moves right. He's going to step back. He's going to cross over left. Moving inside. Back over to McCollum. Deep three. No good. Rebounded by Mayo. It'll be Zach Smith with the ball here for the Cardinals after a recent miss by Quinlan. Smith moves off the block. He's going to get in another screen. Back over to Malkos. Back over to Schmidt. Schmidt looking for someone to end around to. It'll be McDowell. McDowell puts up a nice pull-up and good on Delton Davis. Good pull-up shot there by McDowell, making the score 21-17, but Maryville refusing to give in to these scores from Benton. It'll be Quinlan getting a screen from Delton Davis. Back over to McCollum. McCollum moves inside. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan spins, step back, crossover left, spins again down low, and a nice easy contact finish. No, rims out. It'll be Schmidt with the ball. He's going to try and swing it over to someone. Back over to McDowell. McDowell for three. Yes. And that is how the Cardinals are going to answer as they cut the lead down to only one. Score is 21-20 Maryville, and this place is alive and well.
Yeah, when you look after that three ball, you kind of put the kind of put the three up in front of a Spoofhound defender to sit there and go, yeah, that's right, I just drained that.
That's right, you know, in these kind of environments, you got to put your, you know, your best foot forward. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound. Coming off the break, it is 21-20 Maryville with 4 minutes exactly to play. It'll be McCollum with the ball. Peyton McCollum it is. Starters out are Matthew Walters, Peyton McCollum, Delton Davis, Derek Quinlan, and Tate McCollum out for the Spoofhounds. It'll be Delton Davis. Ends it around to Peyton McCollum. Spins, going inside on Mayum. He's going to try and look for a score here. Tate McCollum, his brother. Spins. He's going to move along the baseline. Inside, stolen away by Lincoln Goodwin. It'll be down low to Mayum. He's moving on Quinlan. And a look, great defense there by Quinlan. And it's Quinlan with the ball coming off the great defense on Mayum. Ends it around. He'll move left. He'll go inside. Derek Quinlan up to Delton Davis. Davis for three. Yes! Yeah! Delton Davis answers back to the Benton three with a three of his own, making the score 24-20. It'll be Zach Smith with the ball. Zach Smith moves right. Great defense by Delton Davis. Down low to Goodwin. Goodwin, a lot of contact, and a foul is called against Peyton McCollum. He'll go to the line for two. It'll be the first trip to the line for Lincoln Goodwin, the 6'2 sophomore. And his first free throw is no good. Coming out of the game is Myom. Coming into the game back for the Hounds is Lucas Veritaler. And making his first appearance in tonight's game is number 21, Colson Freeman, the sophomore for the Spoofhounds. Second free throw attempt for Lincoln Goodwin here to cut the lead down to three is good, making the score 24-21. Spoofhounds lead. It'll be Quinlan with the ball. Swings it over to Veritaler. Veritaler going right with the ball. It's going to go down low to Colson Freeman. Freeman over to Matthew Walters. Walters pumps over. It'll be Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. Sizing up his defender very well. And a nice pass down low to Veritaler. Veritaler finishes. Great pass from Quinlan to an easy two for Lucas Veritaler. Cardinals down by five. It's going to fake the three. Goes down low and a nice pass to Carson Smith, but a great inbound pass by Liam Malkos.
Great pass to find him in the back door, and, you know, as a Spoofhound defender, you're sitting there wishing you could have that play back.
100%. It'll be Matthew Walters. Walters moves inside. Great take, but it'll rim out and rebounded by Schmidt, and the Cardinals move down, being down by three. Schmidt end around to Goodwin. Goodwin over to Smith. Smith with the ball at the top. It'll be Smith moving down low. And a cut pass down to McDowell. And a lot of contact down on the board. And it'll be a foul against Matthew Walter. And that'll send the Cardinals to the line for two. And Taylor McDowell in his first shot at the line.
When McDowell drives, he always likes to get that little extra shove or a little extra nudge to his defender to kind of help create that space without extending the arm and drawing that offensive foul.
And his first free throw is no good. Score is still 26-23, Maryville. Second free throw is good, making the score 26-24. Maryville leads. With just under 2 minutes, with a minute 37 to play here in the first half, it'll be Quinlan with the ball for the Hounds. Quinlan moves right. Step back. He's going to over to Freeman. Freeman back over to Davis. Davis fakes the three. Davis spins down low. A lot of contact. And one. Count the basket. Delton Davis is fired up. Score is 28-24, Maryville. And Delton Davis goes to the line for one.
Looked almost like a charge call, but it wasn't set enough just quite yet. And Davis doing a good job of making sure he finished that bucket to make this a possible three-point play.
Rims out, but great play by Davis nonetheless to draw the foul on the shot. Zach Smith over to McDowell. Down low to Myom. Down low. And a great job by Quinlan. And Quinlan over to Veritaler, fakes the pass. And it'll be Davis with the ball on the right shoulder. He's going to move on Myom, back over to Quinlan. Quinlan down low, over to Freeman. Freeman fakes the three. He's going to move to the top of the key. 54 seconds left to play. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. And a timeout is called by Quinlan. And we're going to take a quick one with him. Spoofhounds lead 28-24 here. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media App. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Spoofhound basketball.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Welcome back into the Hound Pound. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app and this Spoof Hound boys basketball matchup between Benton. Spoof Hounds lead 28-24 with 15 seconds left here to play. In the second half, it'll be Spoof Hound basketball with this last possession. Wiley, take me through some thoughts coming in.
You know, Jackson, just looking at that transition on offense and defense, looked like Benton wanted a little bit of a foul there on that drive by McDowell and unfortunately didn't get it. And then on the defensive side, you know, they did a good job of regrouping and coming back and actually had Quinlan against the ropes over there on the homestand side, and Quinlan was able to call the timeout just before he went out of bounds.
It'll be Quinlan with the ball. He's going to move. He's going to step back on McDowell. No! Tipped around and rebounded by Schmidt. It'll be Goodwin down low. He's going to fake his shot down low to Schmidt. Schmidt is going to go to the line for two. Great drive by Schmidt. It'll be Carson Schmidt at the line, shooting two. And his first shot is no good. Score is still 28-24, Maryville. Coming into the game is Peyton McCollum, and coming off is Titus McKim, who made his first couple-minute appearance. Schmidt's second shot. It is good. They are a 50% shooting free throw team here in this game, Wiley. Usually a second shot good. It'll be Peyton McCollum bringing up the ball with 23 seconds left to play. McCollum with the ball at the right shoulder. He's going to let this clock drain all the way down. McCollum moves left on. He's going to find Viertaler for three. No good. Rims out and by Mayum. It'll be Schmidt with one. He's going to have to heave one. Schmidt for three. No. Off the rim. And we're going to go to halftime here. Maryville leads 28-25 at halftime. Wiley, take me through some thoughts.
Some of the biggest thoughts I got for you, Jackson, is the Spoofhounds need to be able, they've done a good job of maintaining Mayum there down low. Mayum hasn't been able to rebound the ball as much as we would have thought he would. Just with his size, you know, you got Delton Davis, who's sitting 6 foot 9 inches shorter. You even got Tate McCollum down there, who's, you know, 5'6", 13-inch height difference, sitting there and bodying up Mayum. So that's the biggest thing that's kind of the downfall for Benton right now, is they aren't able to utilize their height. But at the same time, the Spoofhounds need to stop the second-chance opportunities. When those second-chance opportunities arise, they're not coming from the big man. They're coming from the shorter guys with the vertical who can just tip the ball back to beyond the arc, and they can set their plays back up. And that is what has kept Benton in this game tonight.
Yeah, you know, with Maryville, you know, they have been very fast in their offense. They run plays so efficiently and fast against this Benton team, almost driving them into the ground, just how much they're running around them. They just can't keep up. I mean, when you got a guy like, you know, Derek Quinlan, who is able to manage so much space and get plays started where no one thinks a play can get started. So having them like that is special. Him, guys like, you know, Delton Davis, he had some key plays in there. The spin move into the and one, I mean, just beautiful for the Hounds here. So coming into halftime, Maryville leads 28-25 on Benton. We'll be right back with some more halftime. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8255.
8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound here. We have a close game coming in to the second half of play with about 3 minutes and 29 seconds left until we get that started. But for more halftime, Maryville leads 28-25. Wiley, we're kind of going through some key points. What are some key things that both of these teams can come into second half
Well, Jackson, I want to start with the Spoof Hounds, if you don't mind. Spoof Hounds right now just keep applying the pressure on the Cardinals. Hounds right now running the floor, and when they run the floor, it's hard for the Cardinals to keep up, and the Hounds just are able to do whatever they can on offense when they run up the tempo. Another thing they need to do is keep putting pressure on Mayo. Mayo yes. hasn't been able to do much at 6'9", which is hard to say, especially at a high school level, but you know, you got the guys of Quinlan McCollum, even Berthaler, who's putting pressure. They're constantly shoving them around down low, and that's the great thing the officials are doing tonight, is they are just letting these guys play.
Yes, and I love that, you know, and that's why there's so much emotion and so much just like level of anger sometimes some of these players, is because they're getting shoved around and pushed when they are looking for fouls, but these refs are like, hey, if you want to come in here and play like that, I'll let you, which many refs around here don't let that happen, so definitely makes the game a little bit more enjoyable to watch. But all teams are now out making the, you know, their runs, and I like the way you put that with how these teams could win. Yeah, definitely for some things for Maryville to work on is keeping that tempo and keeping up the pressure on Mayo. You know, when he came out here and looked 6'9", I thought, oh, he's starting the whole game. They're going to be passing it to him every time. That's just not the case at all. All these players have been able to handle him greatly and have been able to score on him down low, which has been very surprising.
Yeah, that has been one big thing we've seen, is just the Spoof Hounds aren't afraid to go up to him and shoot on him. And that's one thing we've also noticed with Mayum, is just kind of watching how his style of play is when the Hounds are taking advantage of Mayum and are working down low to get them buckets. Mayum's starting to get frustrated. He's starting to get in his head, and it's not working on offense or defense. It's really not helping the Benton lineup on the floor. And you know, we saw with one of the timeouts, one of the coaches had to come and go, hey, calm down, you're doing fine. You need to do this. You need to be big. You're a big guy. Take advantage of that. You know, get that hand up high, because you put that hand up, that you're either going to get the ball or you're going to draw the foul, one or the other.
Right. And so, you know, both those teams with some of those things to work on. Wiley, we are a minute away until the second half starts. Maryville is going to come into the game leading by 3. We're going to take one more quick break, and we will be right back here on the Bearcat Public Media app for the second half of play.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. We are 7 seconds away from the second half of play. Looks like it'll be Maryville ball. Buzzer sounds. Cardinals coming out. The second half is upon us here in the Hound Pound. And yes, it'll be Maryville basketball. Peyton McCollum inbound the ball. Trying to look for someone. He's going to go over to Delton Davis, and we are underway here in the second half. Peyton McCollum with the ball. Over to Derek Quinlan. Quinlan drawing up a play, trying to send some players along the baseline. It'll end it around to Delton Davis. Davis looks down low. No one's there. Davis is going to move down low on Bakari. Stolen away by McDowell. McDowell moving in on Walters. Back down, and a nice, nice pass from McDowell down to Lincoln Goodwin for 2 to open up this half. And Maryville leads by only 1, 28-27. It'll be Quinlan with the ball. Quinlan's going to move down low on McDowell, and it's going to be Davis. He's going to end it around to Walters. Walters for 3. Rims out, rebound McDowell, and the Cardinals coming down the stretch here. It'll be Zach Smith on the left shoulder. He's going to move down low on Baritala, trying to look for someone to get it out to. Up to McDowell. McDowell with the ball. Back up to Bacali. Bacali over to Goodwin. Ball snatched out by Derek Quinlan, and Quinlan takes a nice, easy layup for 2 and answers right back. Scores 30-27. Bacali.
A big stop there for the Spoof Hounds that turned into an easy layup for Quinlan.
And it's Goodwin again, a little pump fake, Euro step down low. for two for Lincoln Goodwin, his second straight basket of the quarter. It's Peyton McCollum with the ball. McCollum's going to move left. He's going to go down low, and the ball is going to go out of bounds off of McCollum. It'll go back to the Cardinals. The defensive intensity is alive right now here inside the Hound Pound. Bacali with the ball. Up to Goodwin. Goodwin moves right. He's going to be snatched away again. And a foul is going to be called against Walter as he falls down to the ground and trips up Goodwin.
Spoofound's playing a little more stagnant than they did in the first half to start things off. And in Spoofound Nation over here in the Hound Pound wasn't too happy about that foul on Quinlan.
Not at all. It'll be McDowell over to Zach Smith on the left shoulder where he likes to reside. Smith is going to move on Veritaler. Behind the back, moves down low. Up to Bacali. Bacali fakes a three, moves down low on Delton Davis. Inside to Schmidt. Schmidt, easy two, no good. Rims out, second chance, no good, and a foul. Called on his third shot down low. And it'll be Carson Schmidt going to the line for two. Carson Schmidt at the line for his first. It is no good. Looks like we're getting a hold here. And someone has a horn inside the student section. And that is not good as he tried to draw the free throw off. That is very, very disappointing if you are the Maryville student section. Definitely something you should not be having inside a game, no matter what competition or level it's at. But he'll go to the line for his second. They may give him another shot at it because of the horn. They will not, and he makes his second. It is 30-30. It'll be Peyton McCollum. McCollum with the ball. He's going to move right. He's going to go down low. Euro step into the lane. Good touch from Peyton McCollum as he takes it inside for two. Bacali with the ball after the Peyton McDowell layup. He's going to move right on Delton Davis. Ends it around. He's going to look for someone down to cut. Bacali moves left to the top. Over to McDowell. Down low to Zach Smith. Smith is going to take a huge charge on Tate McCollum. He is going to take it like a champ. And he misses his shot. It'll be Derek Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. Quinlan moves left. He's going to go down low. He's going to over to Peyton McCollum. McCollum over to Tate McCollum for three. No good. Rebound Carson Schmidt. And they're going to say it touched the wire at the top. Out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal basketball.
Yeah, one thing that's really been hurting Benton right now, Jackson, is the free throws. We've seen a lot of 50% from the charity stripes on the two shots. And, you know, you talk about that air horn. That air horn right now doesn't affect the shooter near as much as people think, especially when you have a whole student section
right
chanting when you're shooting your free throws.
Right, I'm surprised that they even caught that. And with a Carson Schmidt fadeaway shot is good for Benton, and it's 32-32. It'll be Peyton McCollum with the ball. He's going to move down low on the baseline, going to size up on Goodwin. And another fade blocked by Goodwin. McCollum back over to Veritaler. Veritaler for three. No good. Rebounded by Zach Smith. Tate McCollum trying to pressure. It'll be McDowell. McDowell's going to move down low. Jump step. Moves down low. Great shot attempt. No good. Hit away. And it's going to be taken by Tate McCollum up to Quinlan. Quinlan step back. He's going to reassess the offense. Over to Davis. Davis. A little bit of a shoulder. And a blocking foul is called against Benton here.
Good look by Davis to sit there and take it, go to the hoop and to work with it. And good awareness to know that it was a block and not a charge.
And it looks like someone there were trying to get a sub in. It'll be Myom coming back into the game. Zach Smith comes off for Benton. It'll be Quinlan with the ball, the inbound. Up to Delton Davis, back up to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to move along the baseline. A nice little step and a charge called against Quinlan. Late call by the ref. Fans don't like it.
And you
coming
know,
into the game, Colson Freeman.
You know, Jackson, I kind of don't blame him on that one. That one looked a little weird where you come down and, you know, a pat, it's an arm, or, you know, you maybe sell it a little. You don't know. Just good awareness there by the officials.
Try Bacalli moves inside on Delton Davis, and he's going to get a nice touch. And Benton has a two-point lead. My apologies. Might be a scoreboard mistake here, but it says that Maryville leads 34-32. Derek Quinlan, step back three, no good. Rebound my own. It'll be Bacalli with the ball. Bacalli's going to move left down low. Puts a shoulder into Davis. Stolen away by Peyton McCollum. McCollum's going down the stretch. And a layup is no good. Rebounded by Goodwin. And everyone is looking for a foul. Goodwin for three. No good. Rebound Bacalli. Bacalli puts his own shot up. No good. Rebound Mayom with the touch. And there he is. With the rebound put back. Looks like Zach Edey a little bit doing that. It'll be Quinlan with the ball. Scores 36-33. Scoreboard issues. We are going through it. Over to Davis. Back up to McCollum. It is 36-32. McCollum with the ball moves off the screen. He's going to go back over to Viertaler at the top. He's going to find Davis. Davis moving down low on Mayom. Davis, tough look. No good. Rebounded by Davis. Back up to Peyton McCollum. Fakes the shot and a little bit of a floater. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. And here they come. They're coming on a score streak with four straight. Down low to Mayom. Mayom moving on Viertaler. And a tough layup. Great defense by Viertaler. Rebound Peyton McCollum. McCollum backing down on McDowell over to Colson Freeman. And a ball's tipped away by Quinlan. Quinlan's going to get back. He is on a 4-on-5 right now. Quinlan back over to Colson Freeman. Freeman back over to Peyton McCollum for three. No good. Rebound Mayom. And the Hounds are on a little bit of a cold streak.
Yeah, a big drought that the Hounds aren't wanting right now as they trail by 4 or 2 minutes to go in the third.
It'll be Bacalli with the ball. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to play here in the third. Maryville trails 36-32. Bacalli on Davis, left shoulder. Trying to drain clock down here. Mayom coming down for the screen. He's going to move left. Bacalli, ball swatted away by McCollum. It'll stay with the Cardinals. Coming back in, Matthew Walters coming off Colson Freeman. And it'll stay Benton basketball. Back up to Mayom. Back over to Bacalli at the left wing. Bacalli puts a dribble in for three. No good. Rebound by Mayom. And a foul is going to be called against Viertaler. And that is going to be the team's fifth foul. Never mind, that is the fourth foul, so we are not seeing bonus yet. And never mind, that is five fouls. I was right, and it'll send Mayom to the line for a 1-1. And yes, it looks like we are still having some scoreboard issues, Wiley.
It looks like they had the issue fixed where it was. Initially, Maryville 34, Benton 32, and then things kind of moved around, and it ended up being Benton 36, Maryville 32.
And it looks like they got the fifth foul wrong. It'll only be the fourth foul. Sorry for the apologies, fans. It'll be McDowell for three for the Cardinals. He hits the three. And it is 39-32, Benton.
And the Benton fan base up on their feet making some noise looking at the Maryville student section.
100%. You know, we got some little bit of blood coming from both ways. Maryville on a cold stretch. It is now 39-32, Benton. With 55 to play in the third, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Hound basketball. They're down 7 here with 55 to play. Wiley, take me through some of your thoughts coming into this whole third quarter.
This third quarter has been a major shift towards the Cardinals. It started off with the Hounds going on a dry spell, and then the Hounds kind of put things into gear and played catch up a little to keep a two-point lead. And right now it is all Cardinals here as we are a minute 30 away from the end of the third.
And McCollum up to Varitaler for three. No good. Rebounded, tipped around Walters. Matthew Walters, and the foul is going to be called against Bacali on the reach-in.
A big need for the Spook Hounds. They'll trail by 7, and they're still on that dry spell. It's been 2 or 3 minutes since we've seen a Spook Hound bucket.
It'll be Zach Smith. He's going to find it up to Delton Davis. Davis down low to Peyton McCollum. Good defense there by Zach Smith. McCollum ends around to Quinlan. Quinlan over to McCollum for three. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Looks like the Spoof Hounds are just getting a little bit quick with their shots, and they're not trying to simmer and let the play develop. You don't have a shot clock here in Missouri, so let the play develop and try to find that open look.
Down low to Mayom. Mayom and a foul, and everyone is mad that there is no foul. Rebounded by Mayom. He goes up, and a foul called against the Spoof Hounds. And they're calling for a jump ball here, but it's not going to be that.
You know, when you looked at Mayom get that ball, there was a little bit of a push off, which at 6'7", you don't really need that push off. You just need to get there and get positioned the right way, and not a good look for Peyton McCollum as he picks up his third.
Not at all. It'll be Mayom at the line for his first shot, and it is good. And it'll be his second shot. No good. Rebounded by the Hounds. Up to Quinlan. Quinlan with the ball. He's going to move down low. Ball goes off of his foot, and it'll go back to the Cardinals.
Once again, the Spoof Hounds just pushing the tempo too much right now. It's not like we saw in the first half where you were able to push the floor, you were able to do what you need. Right now, you're in that part of the game where you're down by 8, and you need to play catch-up.
You're right there, Wiley. Over to Schmidt, down low to Mayom. Mayom, and he scores it on McCollum. And it'll be Peyton McCollum with 30 seconds left. Maryville down 10, 42-32. McCollum at the top. He's looking for someone to get around to. It'll be Quinlan. Quinlan moving down. Little floater shot. It goes. It'll be Goodwin with the ball. He's going to move along the baseline. Jump stop over to McDowell. Down low to Mayom. Mayom back over to Smith on the right wing for three. No good. Rebounded off. And a foul called against McCollum on the rebound against Mayom.
Seems like right now in this second half we're starting to see a lot more whistles being blown. And that's what happens when you play your first half a little too aggressive. Now coming into the second half, things are getting a little closer, so them calls are going to happen a lot more.
That's right. It'll be Mayom back up to the line. They're in the bonus now. Mayom's first shot is good. Back into the game, Tate McCollum.
Hounds got 6.5 seconds after this free throw to try and make something happen to give him a little bit of energy.
Mayom's second shot, no good, rims out. It's Quinlan with 5, with 4, 3, 2, 1. Davis needs to get a shot up. Blocked by Mayom! And the Benton fans are going crazy after the block as Maryville trails by 9. It is 43-34.
That is not something you need as a Spoof Hound going into the fourth quarter. That big block by Mayom just uplifted that Benton Cardinal fan section. And if they're not loud, they're loud after that one.
Right. Maryville trails by 9. It is 43-34. We are about to start the fourth quarter play. It's going to be a good one. I'm Jackson Phillips. Next to me is Wiley Ray. We'll be right back after this.
Support for the Spoof Hounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's been commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Back inside the Hound Pound, I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. We're about to start the fourth quarter of play. Back onto the Hound for the Hounds. It'll be Matthew Walters, Derek Quinlan, Delton Davis, Peyton McCollum, and back into the game, Titus McKim for the Spoof Hounds. They're down by 9 with 8 minutes on the board. It'll be Benton basketball. A great fourth quarter play coming up. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. It'll be inbounded to McDowell. Zach Smith with the ball. Zach Smith. Smith with the ball. Moves left. He's going to put a nice little touch layup. No good. Rebounded by Delton Davis. Davis to Quinlan. Over to Matthew Walters. Walters with the ball. It'll be ended around over to Davis. Davis up to McCollum. McCollum. A little bit of ring around the rosy for the Hounds. Behind the back is Quinlan. Quinlan, a little bit of a shoulder, a little bit of a touch. Yes! Derek Quinlan for two to answer back.
Big defensive stop and then a good offensive drive for the Spoof Hounds, and they're back in business.
It'll be Goodwin here. Goodwin with a step back two. Yes! Goodwin with a great shot. And that was a three ball just past the line. It's 46-36. It's Quinlan. He loses the ball. Dive is for it, and it is stolen away by the Cardinals. Goodwin. Tough layup inside, and Lincoln Goodwin. Two straight baskets. Benton leads 48-36. It's Peyton McCollum with the ball. McCollum going down low. He's going to try and move on the defense. Not happening. It's Walters who challenges Mayom, and one on Mayom. And Walters, probably the bravest thing anyone has done all night, and he gets the basket to fall.
Way to reach around if you're Walter to try and get that arm around and get under the arm of Mayom to get that basket. And Spoof Hound Nation is on the court side for that one.
And his basket is good, making that a three-point play, 48-39. Maryville trails Benton. It's Goodwin with the ball. Team score here in the fourth. Gets a screen from Mayom. It'll be Goodwin. Goodwin crossovers left. He's going to move right down low. Goodwin and a foul is called against Mayom. And the crazy fans here in Hound Pound are going wild.
And the officials are starting to push back the student section. The energy is starting to get higher and higher. As you know, it looks like McKim might have had a jersey on Mayom, and Mayom was trying to move around to get loose, and you know, just so happened to be an offensive foul off the ball.
Yeah, Wiley, it'll be Spoof Hound basketball off the foul of Mayom. That's the team's second. Maryville looking to get something started. McKim gets a screen. It's McCollum. Step back three. Yes! Peyton McCollum for three!
And just like that, it is a new ball game here in the fourth quarter, Jackson.
Peyton McCollum answers back when needed. And a block is called against Matthew Walters. And I cannot believe that. It looks all shoulder into that. I don't see how that could have been a foul.
I don't either. It looked like he was set. It looked like Walter was set for that charge. And looks like maybe he wasn't set long enough or what the case may have been on that one. But great effort there by Matthew Walter nonetheless.
With 6 minutes of play, it's 48-42 for the Hounds. Back into the game is Lucas Veritaler. Be Cardinal basketball to be Goodwin with the ball. Being guarded by Quinlan. He's going to look for the screen. He's going to go left. Goodwin goes over back to McDowell at the top of the key. Back over to Bacali. Bacali at the left shoulder. Bacali looking for some screens down low. Bacali. Over to McDowell. McDowell moves right. He goes inside. McDowell Back up to Goodwin for a three of his own. No good. Tips out. Rebound, Schmidt. And a push on Maryville as Schmidt went down to the ground. And that is Maryville's second foul of the game, which will give Benton the ball back.
The foul falls on Titus McKim. Both of them just, it's one of those situations where both of them are fighting for the ball. They're fighting for position, and just so happened this time when he was going up for the ball, he ended up getting tabletopped almost.
And Lincoln Goodwin off the inbound scores a basket for the Cardinals. It'll be Peyton McCollum. McCollum with the ball. McCollum moves down low. Trying to move on Zach Smith. McCollum shaking his defender a little bit. Up to Davis. Davis moves along the baseline. Spins on McDowell. And a foul called against McDowell.
McDowell not happy about that call once again. Pleading his case to the official of what did I do wrong. And the official was able to, you know, kind of tell him, hey,
yeah,
you're using too much body. You're trying to push him around. You're displacing him. And that's why I called you on that one.
Delton Davis, some clutch free throws here. First one's good, making the score 50-43. Benton leads. And with this free throw, it'll cut the lead down to just two possessions for the Spoof Hounds with 5 minutes and 12 seconds left to play. No good, rims out, rebound, Barataller. Barataller back up to McCollum. McCollum moves down low. McCollum jump stop over to Davis. Davis moving on McDowell, stolen away. And a foul is going to be called against Maryville as McDowell was on the ground.
It looked like McDowell was looked like one of the Cardinal players kind of when he went to reposition himself, he moved. And in the game of basketball, if you're on the ground with the ball and you're moving, that's considered a travel.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, a good call by the officials.
That's Bacali with the ball. He's going to move left inside, an easy take. No good. He blew it. It'll be McCollum with the ball. Has to be smart here. Down low to Delton Davis. Davis puts up a tough two and the one. Count the basket for Delton Davis. Delton Davis is going to go to the line again to try to make the lead four for the Spoof Hounds. Delton Davis again putting the team back at the line. Davis, his free throw's good. Score is 50-46. Maryville inching back into this game with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left to play. It's Bacali with the ball. He's going to move left on Davis. Bacali moves back up to the top over to Zach Smith on the left shoulder. Zach Smith is moving right on Colson Freeman. Smith still with the ball. Moves all the way over to the right shoulder. Crosses over Freeman. Smith is going to look for someone to get a pass to, still with the ball. Smith moves left. He goes inside. Tough look. No good. Rebounded, and it is thrown up, and it's good! Off the rebound, he throws the ball up. That was Carson Schmidt for two.
You do not see that. You barely see that, Jackson, and a great effort by Schmidt to keep the play alive, and he'll be talking about that one for a while.
Quinlan with the ball, trying to get a little bit loose. Over to McCollum. McCollum over to Davis. Davis moving it over to Barataller. Barataller with the ball. Barataller over to Quinlan. Quinlan for three. Yes! Derek Quinlan goes into the student section for three.
Quinlan with the fadeaway three, and he wanted the and one on it. But nonetheless, a great three by Quinlan Jackson.
And the score is now 52-49. Maryville again not giving up. To McDowell. McDowell over to Bacali. Bacali moves down low into the paint. Spins on Davis. It is good. Miles Bacali with a tough take for two. Scores 54-49, and Quinlan with the ball. Quinlan with the ball. He moves down low to a knee. Harlem Globetrotter style. He moves left. Back over to Colson Freeman. Freeman with the ball. Over to Barataller. Barataller crosses over his defender. And a foul is called against the Cardinals again.
Yeah, that part of the court is just a little bit slippery from where a couple people fell earlier, making it very hard. We saw Quinlan keep it. We saw Barataller slip. And then we even saw McDowell slip.
And it's going to be Barataller. And that is four fouls And that's bonus for the Spoofhounds here. Fairtaler, 1-1. His first free throw is good. Score is 54-50. Benton leads. Second free throw. No good. Rebounded by Mayo. Over to Zach Smith. Smith with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to play. Up by 4 are the Cardinals. Bacali with the ball. Bacali crosses over left. He's going to cross over left again. He's going to go inside on Delton Davis. Bacali, tough 2. Yes! Miles Bacali answers with a really nice 2 again. Makes the score 56-50. Benton. Derek Quinlan. Quinlan's going to have to move inside over to... Oh, and it's over for 3. Yes! Another 3, and that's Matthew Walter's score. 56-53. Cardinals lead, but not after a Matthew Walter 3.
Unbelievable, Jackson. This game has been nothing short of amazing. It seems like when I'm with you calling games like this, it always comes down to the wire.
As you remember, we were on the call for KZLX for the Bearcat game last Saturday, and it went down to double overtime, and we are here again in Hound Pound. As the Spoofhounds trail 56-53 against Benton, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Back inside the Hound Pound, a classic here. Maryville trails by 3 with 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to play against conference rival Benton. It'll be Cardinal basketball as they are up by 3 here. It'll be Bacali. Bacali with the ball. He's going to cross over right, jabs. He's going to spin on Viertaler. Over to Goodwin for 3. Rims out, rebounded by Walters. Peyton McCollum with the basketball here for the Hounds. McCollum over to Walters. Walters inside for 2. Yes! Matthew Walters back-to-back baskets for the Hounds, and they're only down by 1. Flexing his muscles a little bit there, big boy. Way to get inside. It'll be Bacali with the ball, kind of jabbing his way on Davis. He's going to move right over to Zach Smith, a minute 38. Hounds down by 1. Zach Smith goes left. Coach telling hands up, no easy fouls down low. It'll be McDowell up to Smith. They're trying to drain this clock as much as they can. Down low to Goodwin, and it's tipped away, but a foul called against Quinlan, which will send Lincoln Goodwin to the line for 2.
That right there is a foul that you want back if you are the Spoofhounds on that one.
Minute 24 left to play, so if he makes both these free throws, it'll still be 1 possession. This is nothing that'll hurt the Hounds here. Goodwin's first free throw is good, making the score 57-55, Benton. Lincoln Goodwin's second shot. Rims in, and it is good. Timeout called by the Spoofhounds. It is 58-55. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have an instant classic here inside the Hound Pound. Your Spoofhounds trail by 3. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
We're back inside the Hound Pound. It is 58-55, minute 24 on the clock. Fans are on their feet getting ready for the final finish here inside the Hound Pound. It'll be Spoofhound basketball. Peyton McCollum bringing the ball past half court. McCollum is going to get a screen left. He's going to go to Davis. Davis over to McCollum on the right side. McCollum puts up a three of his own. Rins out and rebounded by Schmidt.
That ball had to sit there and think of what it wanted to do next on the back of that iron.
Had 3 to 5 business days of decision until it came down, but it'll be Bacali with the ball for the Cardinals. Bacali on the right wing. Bacali spamming his 2K dribble moves on Delton Davis. Still with the ball, trying to give someone up. It's going to go down low to Bacali. He's going to get an easy two. And Benton answers with 44. They're up by 5. It'll be McCollum. McCollum trying to get someone free. It's Derek Quinlan. Moves along the baseline, trying to fire it over to Davis. Davis with the ball. Back over to Quinlan. Quinlan's going to fake the three. He puts a three up of his own. Good! Derek Quinlan with 27.5 seconds. It is 60-58. Benton and Derek Quinlan says, we are not done yet.
Quinlan just unstoppable with a hand in his face, wide open from half court. He can do it all, folks. Tonight, just unbelievable game from Derek Quinlan.
We're going to keep it here, folks, for this timeout with 22 seconds left until we come back. Maryville trails 60-58, only down by 2 points with under 30 seconds left to play here inside the Hound Pound. This next possession on defense, Wiley, is going to be crucial. This stop is the biggest stop of the year for Maryville so far, if they can be able to get this, coming up against a tough team in Benton. And we have an instant classic here inside Hound Pound. Again, I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. As the refs come out and the teams come out, we are ready for it to be Cardinal basketball with 28 seconds exactly. They're going to try and drain as much time on this clock and to try and get a foul drawn by Maryville.
One thing you'd expect from this Spoof Hound defense is a full court press, which they're coming out into a 2-1-2 press to get things underway here with 28 seconds to go.
It'll be Cardinal basketball. Scoreboard issues once again. It is saying 2.8 seconds. Tensions are rising. 28's on the board. Cardinal basketball. Spoof Hounds trail by 2. Inbound coming in. Schmidt with the ball, trying to find Bacali. He's up to Bacali. Foul is called against Peyton McCollum to stop the clock. And Bacali's going to go to the line for 2. Derek Quinlan going down for a cherry pick. Bacali's first free throw. No good, and it is going to be a one-possession game for Maryville. Something to look out for is if he is going to make this next free throw here. It'll be a three-point lead for the Cardinals, which he doesn't. It rims out, and it is 23 seconds left to play here. It's McCollum with 20. Down by 2. Quinlan at the top of the key.
One shining moment, Jackson.
Quinlan with 12. 11, 10, Quinlan with the ball. Can't get the handoff in, it's Davis, and he misses, it goes off his hands. And it's going to say it goes off of Niom. And it's going to stay Maryville basketball.
I don't believe it, Jackson. I don't believe it. The officials are coming together to discuss it. .8 to go in this one.
And it'll stay Maryville basketball. With 4.8 seconds left on the board, it'll be Quinlan to inbound the ball for the Hounds. Timeout called by Benton. 4.8 on the board. A little bit of scuffles going around for the Hounds. Again, 4.8 on the board, down by 2. They have one shot left in this game. They can either tie it, win it, or they'll go home losing by 2. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. Don't go anywhere for this last shot. One shining moment, what you would say, Wiley, for the Spoof Hounds. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. We'll be right back after this.
Support for today's Spoof Hound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound. Everyone is getting alive for this. Everyone's on their feet inside the Hound Pound for one final opportunity, one final shot, one shining moment. 60-58, Maryville is down. One shot left on the board for the Hounds. He's going to inbound it to Walters. It's tipped away by Schmidt. Schmidt's going to go inside for two. They get it. Benton wins the game. Carson Schmidt tipped the ball away and went down and scored a basket to win by four. And Benton comes away with the 62-58 win.
Yeah, when you look back at that, Jackson, Schmidt was down here on the right block. Quinlan inbounding it on the left side. Threw a lob back up towards the top of the key, and it came down. Looked like there was a little bit of contact, but with 5 seconds to go in the game, as an official, you're not going to call that. You're going to let the game play out.
Not at all. A shocker here inside of the Hound Pound here as Maryville falls by four after the final shot by Carson Schmidt. Maryville had that one final second shot and attempt, and it just wasn't able to, you know, to finish for them. So stunner inside the Hound Pound. Maryville falls by four. We'll be right back with a quick post game. I'm Jackson Phelps. Next to me is Wiley Ray. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for KEXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Technical School, offering a range of adult education courses this winter, with new opportunities including sign language, craft beer tasting, ACT prep, and more. The full catalog of courses can be found on kxcv.org or ntsmaryville.k12.mo.us.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com. or on Facebook, MTE Office Center, powering business.
Welcome back inside the Hound Pound. I'm Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me is Wiley Ray. Stunner inside Hound Pound, as you guys might have listened. Maryville falls 62-58 to Benton. Final shot was tipped away by Schmidt, and he took it to score. Wiley, take me through your thoughts.
You know, first off, great effort there by Schmidt. For Benton, he's, like I said before the post game, he started at the right block, was able to read that pass. You know, it was kind of an easy pass to read, Quinlan to Davis, and Schmidt was there to intercept it and took it coast to coast for the layup to kind of put the nail in the coffin for the Spoofhounds.
Nail in the coffin is the correct way to put that, and how the, you know, just how the mood has been changed from that fiery atmosphere to a, you know, just a little bit more of a downed look. So, you know, you hate to see your team fall that way, but, you know, lessons are always learned from the losses, Wiley, and we all know that this is one of those losses that have some lessons learned. Both teams played phenomenal. Maryville played phenomenal in this game. both these teams so evenly matched, and you know that final score said it all. That came down to the very last play, and when you're put in those kind of situations, it's just tough to grasp what happened and what could happen. You know, you never know. So,
yeah, when you look at this game and you sit there and go, "Oh, it's a 4-point loss," you know, it ended the way it did. But let's not hide the fact of how well the Spoof Hounds, they were down by 10 at the most at one point and clawed their way back through thick and thin and, you know, put themselves in the position to be in this game, to have a chance to win this game with 5 seconds to go. When really, if you were to sit there and look at that third quarter and really watch when Benton took over, you really would have, I would have told you the game was kind of out of reach, just the way the energy was moving. It was moving more in favor of the Cardinals than it was the Spoof Hounds. And then that fourth quarter started, and it looked like a fire was lit under the Spoof Hounds, and they came out and played, and you know, just a valiant effort in the fourth quarter for Maryville to put themselves in an opportunity to win the game.
You're right there, Wiley. It came down to the very last fourth quarter, third quarter. Maryville was able to come back a little bit and get their way, kind of splitting that lead away a little bit. Maryville, though, in the fourth quarter held a good fight, and that fight came down to that last play like I talked about, and Benton came away with that last second play. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in to the Bearcat Public Media app. I have been Jackson Phelps. Joined next to me has been Wiley Ray. We have been the great pleasure to be able to call this game. Win or lose, lessons are learned, and we got a great game to be able to see here. Maryville falls 62-58, but they will not stay down. Thank you for listening. This has been the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making calls, or other distractions behind the wheel. More information on safe driving at the Northwest Missouri Roadway Safety Education Program, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede is a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Additional information is at lacledechain.com.